The Dominicans may have preached otherworldliness, but they were no slouches when it came to dealing with the problems of this world, especially the very worldly world of church politics. Before embarking on their tussle with the University of Paris, the Dominicans had astutely taken precautions. Crucially, they had made sure they had influence at the Curia, at the papal court, with the result that the Pope eventually decided in their favour. Aquinas's appointment was confirmed, and as a result of this appointment, the Dominicans now acquired respectability at universities and courts throughout Europe. Aquinas continued teaching and went on writing the magnum opus that he had begun after taking his degree. This was Summa Contra Gentiles, a summary of arguments against the disbelievers, which contains much of his finest philosophical work, as well as long passages which demonstrate to Catholics that the only true philosophy remains beyond human understanding. This seemingly self-defeating philosophical position, claiming that philosophical truth is in fact incomprehensible, has a long tradition. Indeed, it even extends to modern philosophy, with Wittgenstein insisting that such truth is so unspeakably incomprehensible that we mustn't even talk about it. Summa Contra Gentiles is an encyclopedic work which incorporates the thinking of Aristotle into the theology of the Catholic Church, in much the same way as St. Augustine had incorporated the thought of Plato into Christian doctrine 8 centuries earlier. As we have seen, before Aquinas's vast and detailed analysis of Aristotle's ideas and his relation of them to Christian ideas, Christian theology had been coming under increasing pressure from the rediscovery of Greek culture with its emphasis on reason and science. Indeed, it's difficult to see how Christian theology of the period could have survived without Aquinas's help. Summa Contra Gentiles is a philosophical work whose purpose is strictly unphilosophical. In it, Aquinas uses philosophical arguments to demonstrate the truth of Christian beliefs. His arguments are aimed at the thoughtful non-Christian. This species was generally held to be extinct in Europe during the period, and whenever such proved not to be the case, vigorous inquisitorial measures were taken to ensure that it did become the case. So who was Aquinas writing for? His imaginary reader is generally reckoned to be an intellectual Arab. After being subjected to hundreds of pages demonstrating the incontrovertible truth of the Christian religion, it is assumed that he has no alternative but to forswear Islam and embrace Christianity. How many intellectual Arabs subjected themselves to this grueling experience and reached the same conclusion is unknown. Aquinas's purpose may be suspect, but his philosophizing is of a high caliber. His arguments follow simply and logically from step to step, echoing the manner adopted in Plato's dialogues and the works of Aristotle.